This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Greetings, friends. I'm Pastor Joel, and I'm glad you've joined us for Happy and Whole in Him. You remember singing that song, perhaps as a child? It was written about 100 years ago, and it's based on several passages of Scripture, including Matthew 5, 14 to 16, 10, 26, Mark 4, 21 to 22, Luke 11, 33, and Luke 8, 16. That Jesus spoke so often about this shining light suggests we need to keep it out in front of us. So let's look at Luke 8:16, where Jesus says, "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light." Now Jesus told this parable right after telling the parable of the sower and the four soils. And we saw the other day that parables are not simple stories meant to help listeners better understand. I like what Jared Wilson says when he describes parables as a glimpse of eternity crashing into time. This means their meanings are hidden from those who have no spiritual eyes to see kingdom of God realities. And Jesus confirmed that he told parables to keep the mysteries hidden, Mark 4:11. But that was only to be until his mission was completed. After he went to the cross for our sins and was raised from the dead, Jesus wanted a crystal clear gospel to go out into the world so many might be brought in. And I think that helps us to understand what Jesus means when he speaks of a newly lit candle. The disciples were being given a light to shine. Folks were to enter into their homes and discover a brilliant glory there. They were to see a light in the lives of Jesus' followers. What is that light? It's a who. Jesus himself is the light of the world, John 8:12. And it is the gospel, the eternal life that Jesus gives to all who turn and believe in him. Now that the kingdom of God has come in Jesus' person, this good news needs to be shared. And that all sounds well and good, but what happens to us when we go to school, when we head to work, we're hanging out with friends? We're prone to want to hide it for all sorts of reasons, which is why Jesus gives us this parable. Why would you stuff a light under a jar or a bed? Jesus is saying, this is silly. And the answer to why we do is our bad experiences or our fears about holding our light out for others to see. Oftentimes because people don't believe, or they believe there's another way to heaven and we don't want to offend them. But Jesus doesn't give that option. Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. So why do so many folks not have eyes to see Jesus? That, my friend, is why the parable of the four soils came before this. Jesus was saying there's nothing wrong with the sower. There's nothing wrong with the seed. But many soils prove unfruitful because they're ensnared by the world, their flesh, and the devil. Jesus says, don't hide your light. It shines in this world whether folks receive it or not. Now there is another reason we're prone to put our light under the bed. Jesus adds in verse 17, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be made known and come to light." The light exposes things in our lives and in others and the world that are not good, which could be hidden before, and we know folks don't like that. But R.C. Sproul says, well, we might think that there's nothing sillier than to hide a lamp after we've lit it, but there is something sillier, and that is thinking we can find a place in this universe where we can hide from Almighty God. No such place exists. We could go into the darkest hole in the universe and still not escape the gaze of God. I believe we live in an interesting and a critical time. It may have been that I grew up in a largely Christian culture. If you're my age or older, you might agree with that. If you're younger than I, you likely won't. Fewer and fewer people are Christians. And more churches are embracing the ideas of our culture that the church has never done for the last 2,000 years. Not many people actually understand the gospel, and fewer really know Jesus. I mean, they may know about him, but they do not have relationship with Jesus, and they're not part of his body. My friend, we're living in a post-Christian culture where folks everywhere are looking for meaning and identity buying into this culture's promises of fulfillment and happiness, and they're walking in darkness, and the clock to eternity is counting down. My friend, that may be you. And it is worth you pressing pause on your life to consider if Jesus is who he says he is, if his offer of eternal happiness and wholeness is for real. Please contact me, or come to Heart City where we're beginning an introductory video series called Christianity Explored. Come and discover that you are known through and through, every flaw and wart, yet loved all the same because Jesus came to save souls. If you are a Christian, you're one day closer to glory. So I leave us with this, the words of J.C. Ryle. The highest form of selfishness is that of the man who is content to go to heaven alone. The truest charity is to endeavor to share with others every spark of religious light we possess ourselves, and so to hold our own candle that it might give light to everyone around us. Happy is that soul which, as soon as it receives light from heaven, begins to think of others as well as itself. No candle which God lights was ever meant to burn alone. Remember who you are and who you belong to.